Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for downloading our podcast.
new game. I know it's a Friday, but we're still doing this new game. So I got some card sets given to me from Riccadonna and Mamma Mia, alcohol and...
Women's website?
Yeah, I would say.
They're more of a network now. They've got podcasting. They've got digital
influencing
stuff.
Yeah, they do a lot. But
they're a media company.
They said, do you want these cards? And I was like, oh, I don't know if I'll use them. Now I've got obsessed with them. So they're like, to celebrate the 100 years of the alcohol, they've come up with 100 timeless talks.
Yes.
It's like conversation starters.
Yeah. So it will be good when you catch up with friends. I've done it before. I need to have a couple of drinks. So there's all different category. You've got food, own up, timeless life advice, pet peeves. Hypothetical scenarios, warm and fuzzy. Anyway, would you rather? So you guys can choose a category today.
All right. I'll go first. I'll go a would you rather.
Okay, would you rather. Stav, would you rather get paid $3 million a year to sit in a room doing nothing 8 hours a day?
Well, he's already got that job.
I thought these were hypothetical.
Here he is now. Right?
Or $40K a year doing what your absolute dream job.
$40K a year.
Yeah, doing your dream job.
So if you do what you do, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your...
Yeah, but then if you got...
I've got that T-shirt.
But if you got $3 million for 8 hours, then you could go and do whatever you want after.
That is, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess actually, because you wouldn't actually have to be with it for that gig either. So yeah, I'll take the $3 million, because if you're just sitting there, you could be as hung as you wanted to be.
You got to do nothing, though,
hours.
Yeah. 8 hours.
Do nothing. That's almost like being in a jail cell for
well, it
8
is.
Hours
That's
a
what
day.
You do.
Yeah.
But then you get $3 million.
Yeah.
See, I heard a great quote that said, money doesn't bring you happiness, but with money, you can bring a lot of other people happiness.
Oh, good one.
So they say, you know, if you're rich, I think you can be, you know, you get happiness from being rich, because if you make other people happy with your money, you can change the world.
You're saying you would do the $3 million and give it away?
I would. Yeah, give it away now. Yeah,
absolutely.
I would. I mean, when you think about it, then you could... Yeah, you could do whatever. All right, you choose one, darling. You got ambitions and dreams, romance, would you rather?
Ooh, romance. Let's go.
Romance.
No one picks romance.
I do.
Okay, it's your thing. Oh, no, you've actually already answered. What relationship advice would you give to your younger self?
Ooh.
Don't drink and fight?
That would, yes, I would give that. Don't be afraid to show your love. When I first met my wife,
were you
embarrassed
about it?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. I found it hard to, I struggled with how much I loved Esther. And I thought, oh, because I'm so young. And you know, it's that typical thing when you're around your friends and you're on the phone and they say, I love you. And you have that panic of like, oh, you know, am I going to say I love you back? Or for fear of they're all going to be like, but if you do love someone, then you shouldn't be ashamed and let other people make you feel bad for being in love.
They say that you will love the same way that your parents demonstrated to you.
Yeah, which is why me and Esther used to fight a lot. Let me pick one for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can't always be the card.
I'm gonna grab it. I'll grab
we
it.
Wanna...
Which one do you want?
I don't know. Maybe, timeless memories.
Timeless memories.
Good choice.
Good choice.
I like you stepping outside of the box.
Ironic for an alcohol company. What song unlocks one of your favourite memories?
I'll Be Missing You by P. Diddy.
That was quick.
Yeah, it always is. Like when I hear it on the radio, I'll send it to my friend Deanna. And we were just coming back from, we lived at a Indigenous community. Near Sejuna, and we didn't want to go there, and it wasn't for any reason. We just were sort of just girls that were like, wait a minute, we want to go on a holiday to the beach. Why are we going there? And we went away, and it was one of the most profound experiences that I've ever been through, just meeting the most amazing community. They did take us out and left us one night, which was fine.
is that sort of what they do to the whiteys when they come in? It's like a bit of a test.
I don't know if it was just us.
Where did they leave you? Like in town or like
out in the bush? They had like little huts that we were sort of building and stuff like that. And then he picked up and we're like, why is he driving away? He did cook for us before, and we had the most amazing kangaroo that they got with this big machete and stuff like that, and stayed out. But yeah, it was just a really profound experience. And that was on the car when we were driving back. And all the kids were waving to us, you know, like, no. And, yeah, that song we still always say.
There you go.
It was always about, who was it about passing away? Big Big Sean. Because Faith Evans. Was Faith Evans married to?
Well, this is Puff Daddy and Faith Evans.
Yeah, but Faith Evans was married to.
Could have been.
Yeah. Him.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's who the song was about. Mm. Sure, was it? 1997? Oh, test my memory here.
The Notorious B.I.G.
Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah, so Faith Evans was married to him.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Because he got killed with Tupac, didn't he?
No, different time, I think. Tupac's still here, though, huh?
Yeah, him and Elvis are flatting together. Mm-hmm. They actually live in that apartment that is over the Indooroopilly Bridge.
Do they? Mm. Staff said that one of them had to be carried out with a crane that lived there.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, it was Elvis, obviously.
It would be very noisy there. And was it a government building or you bought it?
No, it's a government building. Like
I think it's a housing commission house. No one lives in it at the moment, I don't think. Mm. I'd love to go in there and see that.
Oh, you know what I really want to do? I want to do a tour of Brizzy, like famous buildings, and go through that. And I can't find one. Mm. Like I want someone to go through and do the history of, you know, this was, I was walking past the place that used to be the boathouse for...
City Rollers?
No. The school.
The school. Mm. And now it's like Gregory Terrace, I think it was their rowing club, and now it's a house. Yeah, and they need to get a conveyor belt to come down to the house. And just learning about all those history, I think it would be really good to do one around Brisbane, to go to Customs House and you hear about the beautiful building. That's where they first processed people when they came to...
Mm. Yeah. Because we walked over that when we did that charity walk, remember?
Yes. Yeah.
For men's mental health. And we were talking about it's a hotel. Mm. You can stay in it.
Not that one. No, this is a private residence. No, but there is another one as well. There's a women's club there.
Mm. There you go.
It's funny. None of the guys complain about that because they don't want to go in.
That one there that we were past, that's the refugee hotel at the moment.
Yes.
With that guy we talked to. They've been in there for years.
Right.
Tragic. Is that what that is now?
Yeah.
You'd have to go past. You have to go over Vulture Street and be like, "This is what Powderfinger's greatest album is named after."
Because I said that I'd do it with my friend Lou, and I said that we would do walking tours. Mm. So we'd walk a tours and do histories, but it would just be like, "That's where we passed a boy. That's where we got really drunk at the street hotel." So we want to do someone who does far better.
Yeah.
You know you can do the climb of the...
Bridge?
No, the town hall bells.
Yeah, clock tower.
Did you do it at school?
Yeah, every school had to go there and do that.
And
yeah.
You do the climb up, but I missed out on that, so I want to go. You can see the... You register for it. It's free.
Yeah,
but you get to climb up and see the bell tower.
Beautiful.
I'm getting at the age where I find it interesting to look at the history.
History is amazing.
It is.
History is really all you have when you leave.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for sharing your inner thoughts.
No worries.
Anytime.
No, just next podcast.
No.
Don't share it too much.
Why?
Don't want to hear
I'm going to pop a bottle of Riccadonna and just give you my life story.
Your wife would like that. Oh, no, not your life story. I meant the wine because it's a real sweet wine. She likes that.
Excuse me, I am her life story. All right, here we go, guys. Here's the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
True story. It happened to a friend of mine.
Yeah, we do like doing a bit of the rumours, you know, the folk tales, see if you can prove it or disprove it. But the person who loves it the most is our boss, Jack Ball. Jack loves telling us a story. We're all over the tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there are secret tunnels all around Brisbane, especially with the schools.
Yeah.
Mm. We've said, Jack, enough, mate.
No, I think he'll slowly dig them, so then when they're done, he'll be like, I told you there was tunnels.
The tunnel under Stuart Home, we'll go live from that one day.
Okay.
It's there, I believe it.
All Why haven't you just called them and asked them?
Because they're secret tunnels, they wouldn't tell him.
Okay, anyway, regardless.
He's not in a lump.
He told us
either,
something today. He goes, hey guys, have you heard about Yatla and what used to live there? And we're like, the pie place. He's like, yeah, but you know what lived there?
Yeah, this was before my time. Lions used to live there, I think. I never saw them, but I was talking with a mate of mine about this, and we're just talking about all the cool things that used to happen in Brizzy back in the day, like, you know, when Amazons was at Jindalee and the roller coaster at the tops in the Maya Centre. And then my mate said, he goes, yeah, and the lions in Yatla. And I said, well, I've never heard the lions in Yatla. And he said, yeah, when you used to drive down the M1 and before you go to like the coast or something, you would drive through Yatla, and not one, there was two lion parks. That you could just drive through like a little safari park. You take the family.
Oh.
They're not there anymore, obviously. Okay. But it was,
so you could drive like a zoo. It was a safari zoo.
Yeah, it was something like that, and it had more than just lions. It was he's told a story about this elephant that used to escape, and then it would be found in Beanley eating like banana trees and stuff like that. And so I'd never heard of the Yatla or the Beanley lions.
Is that how it all happened? And then they had to shut it down, and they made the pie shop.
131060. If you know anything about lions at Yatla, because I've been to one of those zoos before. They have one in South Australia, and you drive through, and they've got all like African animals.
Mm.
So they've got rhinos and all that, and you drive through, and
windows up. You got to keep your windows up.
Yeah. They have their special cars.
Ringing a very faint bell in the back of my head.
What year are you thinking then? If you can't before your time, are you saying 70s or 60s?
Maybe 80s. 70s, 80s.
Yeah. Oh my God, I came in 88. 80, no, 87 I came to Brisbane.
They weren't here when I came in the Expo. Expo 88, they weren't there.
Mm.
Oh my God, people are calling.
People are ringing.
Oh my God,
they weren't there when I was driving up there to go to Movie World for school holidays either. So can I ask who the friend was, and were you guys with Gatorades and...
No, come on.
It is a really reliable source. You won't think that.
Mm.
Scott, your old digital producer.
Scotty McDonald.
He's quite knowledgeable.
He and I do escape rooms together.
Oh,
and
okay.
We were believing you until you said you do escape rooms together.
I would believe Scott.
And he's got this...
he likes to sit there and research.
He's got a podcast called Weird Brisbane.
Yeah. Yes, and we've talked about all the different old buildings, and he was going to give me a tour of those. So yeah. I do sort of...
I know how this came up. You're in an escape room, and one of you turned to each other and went, how cool would it be if there was a lion in here?
Because we don't have any lions in Brisbane anymore. I mean, a Brisbane Lions, of course, but that's named after Fitzroy Bears, the footy club. But
how do you mean anymore? Did we?
Well, like not in a zoo or anything. Well, if they were there's no zoo anymore.
Like even Australia Zoo only has tigers, no lions.
Mm. Yeah, not that I saw when I was there. Well, the phones have lit up, so let's see. Is Jack's Yatla lion story true or not?
Okay, if we get enough calls, it's a fact. Anthony and Ashmore, do you know about the lions in Yatla?
Yes, mate. My brother used to work down the Gold Coast, so I used to drive down with my parents, and along the highway I had the billboards there. We're talking like almost 40 years ago.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But you
big billboards on the left-hand side where, like, sort of, from memory, it was like where, the big BP is now on the left there.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
In that sort of area.
Okay.
That sort of area,
like, they would have had a good view of the Gold Coast lights.
Yes, they would have. Hey, Michael from Bow Desert. Hey, mate.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, buddy. What do you know about it, buddy?
So not myself personally, but it opened in late 69, closed in the late 80s. It was owned by a company called Bullens.
Right.
And you used to be able to drive through and go into the actual park where the lions and all that were. But if you drove too slow, the lions could actually jump up on your car and you'd have to stop and wait till they get off.
Wow.
Bullens.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah, if you type in that, Bullens Lion Park.
Oh.
What was it named after then? Was it a family, you reckon?
I think so.
I'm not too sure. But it did get closed due to insurances and the animal welfare thought that it was too harsh on the animals' well-being.
Right. Yeah, Bullens used to be a circus. The Bullens Brothers Circus.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all piecing together. Yeah, so they're saying that it stopped in 1988, which is just before the expo. And there was camels?
Right.
Elephants and camels and hyenas.
Wow.
And apparently our boss was saying the elephant used to escape all the time. So, Monique, this is going to answer a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. Monique, you actually worked at this zoo.
I did. I worked there from 1986 to 1988, just before it closed.
Wow.
And did the elephant used to escape all the time?
Not that I ever recall it ever escaping. We didn't even have an elephant at that stage, at that late date. They might have had one there earlier.
Right.
But the only thing that I ever heard about escaping was a black puma that used to be out in the lion enclosure. That apparently got out and about and supposedly roamed around Yatla there for a while.
Okay.
So,
and was it owned by the family, like a circus family?
At that stage, it was overseen by the family, but there was another lady that actually ran it, and her name was Shirley. She was a lovely older lady. And, the family had actually just left it in the hands of the proprietor or somebody else like that. So
We've got our own Karen Baskin.
Where did the lions go?
Carol.
Do you know,
Go.
They got sold off to other circuses around the area.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, calls are coming in thick here, so this has definitely been confirmed.
Sorry to our boss. Yes. Sorry, Jack. We didn't believe you.
We're still not going to believe you about other stuff, but hey, Casey.
We have to now.
In Bean Lee.
Yep.
You've got a story to back some of this up?
Yeah, so Kokoda Street and Bean Lee, so it obviously travelled a little bit. Yeah, he's been got heard noises out the front, and it was an elephant in his bin.
Okay, so who was it? Your dad, did you say?
Yeah, my uncle, yeah.
So he went, and then there was an elephant in his bin.
Yeah, an elephant. I'm 37 now, and it happened, I think, just before I was born, so maybe, you know, between 37 and 40 years ago.
Wow. So he would have, like, living around the area, he would have known about the safari park.
That's true.
Yeah, for sure.
Who did he call? The police? Pound? The park?
You call the pound, don't you?
Okay. I just haven't got your elephant.
Exactly.
When the dog catchers come out, you know, with their big long sticks and the wire, they're like, all right, you take the legs, I'll take the trunk.
So that must have been in the early that the elephant escaped. Yeah. If Monique was working there and there was no elephants at that stage.
What an interesting slice of Brisbane
when you
history.
Think about it, yeah, uncovered. Like the there's so much land there.
I mean, I wonder if, because apparently it got shut down because there may have been a death or something.
Well, I just looked at them. Sadly, one of the attendants got attacked by a lion in front of a lot of family cars.
And that's why they ended it, like shut it down.
I think that, yes,
there you go.
I would hope that would be
all right. Well, it's a true story. Well done, Jackie boy. Well done.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
There's this site where you can go on and you can pay celebrities to say something or shout you out or do something along those lines.
Give the famous people more money.
Cameo is fun. Stav's on there. So you can pay to do personal messages. You can also pay to get business ones, can't you?
You can.
Well, what's the difference? Like, you're allowed to then distribute them?
I think you can ask, like, if it's plugging, say, you know, hey, I love your fish and chip shop. You can then post it or whatever, because technically what you're doing is asking for
a personal endorsement.
Yeah, but whereas Cameo is just sort of like, hey, it's my mum's birthday. She's a huge fan of you, Stav.
Are you still getting requests?
You're saying no.
How much are you on for?
I'm on for $23 for the personal use, or for business, $163.
You've actually gone up. You're at $27.99. So whether Cameo have said that they want to take a bigger cut, but you are on there for that at the moment.
I'm going to do one today.
Yeah, you may as well.
No, for you.
Oh, okay. Oh, you get me to, and then you tell me what to say.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'll take the $23.
So I was on there last night because my little one, Edie's a huge JoJo Siwa fan, and I heard that JoJo Siwa was on there, and I was like, I'm going to get her a little, either a Cameo for Christmas, or I thought I might get her one saying, hey, I heard you're going to give up your dummies, so amazing, I'd love you to do that. But when I saw the price, I was like, whoa, I am not doing that.
So I remember I went and met her about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And she was telling me that she could live off the funds of her bows.
Wow. Really?
The bows.
Wow.
Yeah. Forever and ever.
Yeah, wow.
I probably bought her a car with the amount of bows at our house.
How much was she?
Well, I don't want to tell you just yet because we are going to play a little game right now. Mm. And this is where I'm going to give you a celebrity.
Yeah.
And then you guys have to tell me what you think they are charging on Cameo for a personalised message.
Love it.
Okay.
I was on there for a long time last night getting about. all right. Let's start with Sarah Palin. You know, Sarah Palin, she is a politician,
she's
Alaskan.
Not anymore, is she?
Politician.
Mm, no.
Isn't she sort of. Yeah. She was the one that was all into guns.
Yes. Yep. Over in America.
A redneck?
Yes.
There was there Pauline Hanson.
Aha. Okay.
How much do you think Sarah Palin is charging?
$330.
Oh. Well, you guys are going to be better at this than I thought. $320.
Oh, I was close.
You were close. That's because Stav's already got a message from her.
All right. Let's go back home here in Australia. Shelley Craft from The Block. She's on there. Quite popular, too.
Is she?
Yeah.
See, I would have thought 50. Am I being rude?
Lock in 50.
250.
$85.
Split the difference. We're both right.
Do you guys remember Simple Plan, these guys?
Yeah.
Pierre Bouvier is the lead singer.
Right.
How much would you expect him to charge you for a personalised message? No.
Pierre Bouvier.
200.
Ooh, 250.
$125 is what he's expecting. I thought that was too much. I was like,
well, then you're just going to get it and you go, who is this?
Well, I mean, you only get it from Mega Fan, but he's the type of guy who you could see for $20 now.
At an RSL club.
Yeah, you know, like.
All right, give me another one.
What about Jerry Springer?
Oh, he'd be a fortune, I reckon.
Springer, 500.
I'd say close to. I'll go 600.
Wait, that's not how the game works. 525.
220.
That's pretty cheap.
Hey, Andy, I'm Jerry Springer here. I happen to know that all of you are guys of good character. And you might both say to me, well, how do I know you're of good character? I'll tell you how I know. I checked our records, and as I look at them here, none of you have ever been on my show.
Yeah.
And that, of course, is a sign of good character. You don't ever want to have been on the show.
He does a really good job of his.
Does he?
He's a quite amazing. Lindsay Lohan?
She's still on there.
She's still on there.
330.
800.
Ooh.
Abby Coleman, bang on $800.
Really?
Bang
Can you get
on.
Me one?
No.
Message?
That's expensive.
Vanilla Ice?
Oh, Vanilla Ice. Ice, baby.
Too cool.
Do you reckon it'd be more expensive than Lindsay Lohan?
No, I don't think so.
So I'm going with 475.
I'll go 200.
I'll give you this bit of information. At one point, Vanilla Ice was charging for $5,000. If you were in Vegas, you could pay him $5,000 and he would come and do a 3-song set in your hotel room.
What were the other 2 songs?
Good question.
I thought he had a big business in real estate and he didn't need to work anymore. Is that a myth?
No, he's still doing that.
Side hustle, though. It's pretty easy money.
It's like one time we got an entertainer for a hen's night and he was a doctor but still working.
Yeah, he was.
No, he actually was. My friend saw him at the hospital, freaked out. Oh, was like, God. No, you're a stripper. All right, should I lower mine then? $180?
No, $600.
Well,
$600. I was just giving you the information. And finally, the highest paid person on Cameo is Mike Tyson. He's the highest paid. How much Australian do you think you would pay for Mike Tyson?
$30,000.
$1,500.
Abby Coleman, she's pretty good at this. You're a little off, but you're the closest. $37,000.
$37,000. Well, I was just thinking, isn't he the one that done movies?
Yeah, he was in The Hangover.
That's what I meant. So.
He also says he'll bite your ear off for an additional $1,500. Mm. So it's good money to be made there.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Fabulous Jessica Malloy.
Her latest single, it's called Glow. It's out now. Jessica Malloy, good morning.
Let me glow. Good morning.
I love this. We always have a bet to see how quickly you can sing.
Who won this bet?
Me. Because we did think Delta sang a lot on The Voice, but you took it to the next level.
Oh, my goodness. Too much.
Was it you that said that to Rita Ora, or was the other way around?
Yes, we can all sing. Yes.
Yeah. She said that. Did she
I was
said
mortified
it to you?
After that.
Yeah, yeah. She said it to you. I was like, do not pay out my Jess. Thank you very much. Rita, get back in your box.
Girl. Oh, so good. No, too much. I think there were moments where I was watching back and going, wow, okay, you need to calm down, girl. there was a lot of like just kind of cringing moments where I was just watching myself back going, why, too much.
Yeah, but there's a lot
of fun, but fun.
There's what people forget is there is hours and hours of filming.
Right.
And I imagine you get to the point where you're so exhausted that you've got to have fake energy where you just like, you go too far.
It's, you know what? It's like adrenaline. So you're literally, I think 13 hours I counted for like 4 days straight. Mm. By the end, you're literally running on adrenaline hype. Because there's just so much energy in the room, you're picking up everybody else's energy and it's like, wah! And by the time we all kind of laid our heads, you know, on our pillow, we're still on. So I don't know, like it'd be like you guys, you know, you're constantly just on, your mouth is moving, your mind is going, you have so many words in your head. And yeah, it's really hard to turn off.
You want to be like Keith Urban. He's always at one level, no matter where he's at.
Yeah,
his excitement is still just like, that's great, guys. You know, his angry is,
chilled.
That's so terrible, guys. You know, that's him. He's just zen.
He's got it down like this. Yeah, totally. It's super zen. I definitely admire how he goes throughout the day. Yeah.
Now, I didn't know this, but I love it. You've broken into the rap world and you've gone pretty hardcore into the rap world. You've rapped one of my daughter's favorite books, Pig the Pug.
Pig was a pug, and I'm sorry to say.
He's got attitude. Oh, though.
Look, he does have
he's
attitude.
He's a rude, but at the end, he always gets his what he deserves. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. I was really surprised that the whole creative, kind of leaning in towards the rap part was, it was fun. I saw so many kids, like, just lighting up kids' faces, and I had so many videos that came in of just kids, yeah, really kind of reenacting my version. So, yeah, it was really cool and fun.
How's the wedding going?
every time.
When there's an update, you will know.
No, you won't. Don't lie to
honestly,
him. What are you going to do? Call your parents first and then Maddie second? No, you're not. Don't lie to him.
I reckon you will, Jess.
They're like literally they're I don't even have an update. my personal life is so not like my music life. Everything in my music life is so super scheduled and is on point. I feel like my personal life needs a bit of like shape shifting because it's kind of like I'm gonna give you a vision. It's like scattered clothes on my floor, really. That's the true honest feeling.
Would you say it's going to happen in the next year? Because now, I guess, borders are opening and we're allowed to have weddings again. Would you consider next year so that Maddie will shut up? Because, you know, next time you'll go, oh, Jess, when are you having babies?
Absolutely. I'm excited for you, Jess.
I feel so sorry for you guys because like, I just feel like a broken down record. Like, I'm just like, I don't know when. I don't know. Like, I don't even have a date. Like, I don't know when I'm going to have children.
Is that hopefully. Your dog or your cat?
It is my dog. It's my dog. Apologies.
He's popped up like in the corner there.
What's his name?
His name is Leo.
Here, Leo. Come here, Leo. Come here.
No, Leo.
She's got AirPods in. Come on, Dad.
Leo. He hates me right now because he's had to be de-sexed and he has a cone around his head, so he's like, I hate you.
Yeah, I hate the cone.
It's the walk of shame. Yeah.
Well, Jess, your new single, Glow, it's out now. So great to talk to you. So great to have your music about, and we look forward to hearing more about that wedding once it gets planned.
Lovely.
Saying that. Bye, guys.
Love you. Great to talk to you. See you later.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
You guys know that I have a bit of a whinge about the mental load. The mental load is too much. You know, just having to organise like the colour run or school lunches or just organisation for Christmas, just the planning of a household. And I always make the decisions in my household and I don't want to. Like one of my friends said, she just feels like her kids are her clients. And she doesn't even like them.
What a great way to describe it. It is, you know what? You're like, I love you, but I don't like you.
I always love you, but sometimes I just don't like you. Yeah. And I just think this time of year, I feel like a lot of people, you know, the festive season sort of started, but at the same time, kids are ratty because it's getting towards term four.
Yeah, end of term.
And I was having one of my little freakouts last night. Mm. And I just said, it's a decision, you know, that you got to make. And my husband said, right, well, about that, if I was going to make decisions, you would complain. I said, why? He said, because you went and bought a basketball ring for the kids and you got an expensive one. And I said, yes, but that's because I got the grandparents to put in. Right. If everyone's putting in and I know my kids' skill level, so I wanted to get the biggest backing possible so that they wouldn't hit other things.
Yeah, fair enough, because there's nothing more annoying when, like, it's great the kids next door play basketball, but if their ball ends up in your backyard and every 15 minutes, like, can I come out of your backyard?
And he said, well, I don't make the decisions because you would complain about them, because he sent me a photo of a basketball ring that he wanted. I thought it was a joke, but it was a curbside rubbish. And he's for he's 100% for real. Mm. He's like, I would have got that and I just would have done a timber backing.
And painted it.
Made it.
And if he had his way, he'd be living in a swag in the backyard. So anyway, I said, look, mate, I'm ready for you to make decisions.
Mm. I don't know that you are.
I don't think you are either.
I am. Because I said last night.
Pardon?
I am.
A bit lower.
I said last night, and Stav, you've done this before with your daughter as a bit of a fun thing.
Yeah.
You've had yesterday.
Yesterday.
So you have to say yes to everything.
Yes.
Fun what day. Were your restrictions on that?
Oh, you know, it's like, you know, if you said I'm going to buy a horse, you know, you just sort of keep it within reason.
No murder. That was
no murder. Yeah. But it's a fun exercise in how well the kids self-regulate. as well, because you'd think that they would just eat ice cream all day. And she's like, oh, can I have ice cream for breakfast? And then she had that, and then she didn't eat sweet things for the rest of the day.
Well, I'm about to see how good Scotty is at self-regulating.
Oh, God, you're in trouble.
Because I have said that we're doing Yes Week. Not with the kids, with Scotty and me.
A week?
Do you reckon it's too much?
I think you've gone a bit far.
I said, you make the decisions. And I said, you make the decision of what we're having for dinner every night. You put it on the table. He goes, no. I'm making decisions. I'll tell you what to cook.
And you have to say yes.
I have to say yes.
So you have to say yes to everything he does in the next... How long do you give this, Manny?
Well, she said a week.
No, but how long do you give it?
I reckon the week, because I reckon Scott is going to take his leadership and he knows he's losing all power in 7 days. So I think he's going to hold on to it tightly.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think it's going to be horrible for you. You're going to be a nervous wreck.
No, because I just think to take away that decision-making, it's quite freeing.
It's, you know, it's my wife's theory on why 50 Shades of Grey was so popular.
I agree. And I laugh so hard when she tells that joke because she's like, you know, all of a sudden, I think I was like, yes, you make the decision. I'll just lay here. I'll have a little rest. No worries. Whatever. Do your thing. Cute.
Yeah. So absolutely everything when it comes to the organisation of the children, the house.
Mm-hmm.
So what if
shopping.
What if he says we're not going to something? Like, what if he goes, oh, no, we're not doing that. We're going to stay home and watch TV now.
It's a week. He needs to call them, though. Because last night we had someone come to our door, and I appreciate that there's a lot of different charities, but we have our chosen charity.
Mm-hmm.
We always do, like, Red Kite, the Mater Foundation, because they're the people that have helped us out and sourced us out.
Yeah.
And a lady came to the door, right? And she knocked on the door, and Scotty was standing. I was like, you know you're not going to sign up. Tell her that she's wasting her time. So she talked for 10 minutes, and Scotty couldn't say anything. Yeah. And I came up, I said, I'm so sorry, we have our chosen one. Scotty signs up to everything. And she goes, well, you go away. You're the nasty person. I'll chat with him.
could we join in the week?
No.
Can we call Scotty and tell him things to get you to do?
What do you want, though?
Oh, I mean, what don't we want? It's probably easier to start.
When I put you on the spot, though, you think that. What is it that...
Yeah, that's a good point. With great, like, when you're given this much power, you're like, what do? I feel paralysed with power.
I'd like you to be nicer to yourself.
Okay. Yes.
Can you... Slap staff. I don't know.
You don't think you do. No, come on, boys. It's supposed to be self-regulate. And this is the thing, because I know in your household, your wives make the decisions. I know that because every time I say, I am the man of my house. Every time I say to you guys, do you want to come over for a barbecue? You say, don't text me, text my wives. I'll ask Kat.
Yeah, because you know what? That's the power men have. We ask our wives and we say no, even if they say yes, and then we blame them.
If that's the case, you should say 100% yes. I'll tell Kat that we're going.
No, that's a calendar thing, but all the other things, I think we're pretty 50-50.
That's what I'm saying. The wives organise the calendars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like...
but not the running of the household and the school stuff and the, you know, is this letter signed?
Right,
have we got
big
this
man,
done?
What's the last decision you made in your household?
Last decision? Well, Kat's away. I've made all decisions in the last 24 hours.
I have a question.
But like a big decision. You know, when you're having people over, have you just invited a party over?
Have I just invited a party over?
Yeah.
We'll like do that at my house. That's crazy.
What's a decision?
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
She's just a little girl from London and she's made it big in America.
I just used to sing because I liked it. Like, and I still do sing because I like it, but never thought it would kind of get me anywhere. Unlikely that you're going to end up being a singer.
And the Grammy goes to Adele.
So yeah, when XO offered me a record deal, that's when I thought, oh, okay, maybe I can get away with it.
Hello from the other side, it's Adele.
Everything you've been holding on to for 6 years, any emotion you get to release it when Adele sings.
Okay, that's a bit embarrassing, but I do love Adele so much. I loved her from the beginning.
Before she was cool.
Well, I remember being over in America. We were on our honeymoon, and I remember hearing the song on the radio, and we were driving in California, and I just was like, who is this woman? It's extraordinary. And I came back to Australia, and our music director was like, we have to pay Adele. And he said, no way, never going to play her. And I remind him of that every single moment of how huge she is. But
that guy's actually dead. She goes to the cemetery to tell him.
Adele's got an album coming out. Have you heard it?
Yeah, I brought a little tape deck to play it.
I'll admit, my friends and I have been sending like, oh, Adele seems a little bit happy at the moment. Is she not going to come out with a new album? And she has. The highly anticipated album, 30, is going to be released on November the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pre-order your copy now. But this is so exciting because we've got the opportunity to hear it before anyone else. So I'm inviting you, if you would like to come and hear the album with me, we have to leave our phones. We can't video ourselves crying to it.
Oh, are they going to get the security guards where you sign things like waivers?
We can't talk about anything that's going to be there.
They put your phones in those like Ziploc bags.
Yeah.
I love it.
Sign your little life away saying that you're not going to be talking about it.
And then you can't even sing the songs out when you get out. Because you'd be like, da, da, da. Oh, I can't
do that. Yeah. Wow. So it is an exclusive event. And if you would like to come along, 13 10 60.
No one else will get this. No other radio station, no one else in Brisbane will have access to this CD. It's going to be given to Abby.
I do like her in a lot of her like Instagram live videos, and people are like, what is it? What is the album about? Tell us what it's about. And she goes, divorce, babe, divorce.
Thought she wasn't allowed to sing about that.
That was a myth.
A myth?
Yeah, that she signed, you know, part of her divorce that she wouldn't sing about him. You can't tell someone not to sing about something.
Plus, he ain't stupid. The more money she makes, the more money he gets. So he'd be like,
that's why he divorced her.
Tell the story. Yeah, they're actually together in secret.
No, she's very happy.
She got a new fella.
Yeah,
what? She's Mr. Rich? Yeah.
Who's she with?
So the basketball agent.
LeBron's agent.
You did tell me that. Yeah, we apologise. Yeah.
So that's why she's at the basketball all the time. I mean, she was probably into it before, but they seem a really evenly matched, and they both came from nowhere. Mm. So he became a like an agent rep. He was just sort of selling merch in the back of his car.
Right.
So.
No, you know what she's thinking? She's like, oh, well, I've knocked over that album because my deal says I need another one in the next 5 years. I better hurry up and get a new man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, the phones have lit up. Next week. We're giving away chances to be at this exclusive listening party.
Oh, my God. No, guys. What a surprise. Hey, Melissa and Logan, you want to come along?
Yes, I do. Yes, please.
Yes.
There you go. You can come along.
You're going to come along with the friend. We're not allowed to talk about what happens at the Adele fan club, okay?
It's exactly like Fight Club.
Okay. Yeah. What happens at Adele stays at Adele. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
I can manage that.
Alrighty. Alright, well, keep calling now. We'll take some more winners off the air all next week. Listen out when we play Adele on the air here on B105 during our show. You could be at Abby's exclusive Adele listening party. Adele will release her highly anticipated album, 30.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
KFC.
It's finger licking good.
There is a qualified fitness and health coach. She's a PT, Beck Hardgrave. She's here in Brisbane. And she's qualified because she looks amazing. You know, she looks like a picture of health. And she's gone viral on TikTok because she's recreating your favourite burgers, but a healthy version. So they're lower in fat, they're higher in protein, they've actually got nutritional value.
All burgers, no matter where they're from, have nutritional value.
That's true. Yeah, they've got all the five major food groups in them.
Yeah.
The whole pyramid.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But often too high sugar and too high fat. So there is a one burger that she's come out with for KFC, and she has made it with Audi. How good's that? The KFC Zinger Crunch burger. Mm. Have you tried it yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, there you go.
I have seen this floating around TikTok, though, right?
I've seen it on the side of a bus. It's the Zinger burger, but it's got CCs, like Doritos and chips in it.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you're about to see. Mm. So she's gone and she's got the burger as well from Audi, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
She has stirred a few different creams together to get the right sauce.
Yeah.
All right, so you put your blindfold on and we're going to bring in.
Keep talking about the creamy sauce. I can't believe this is the greatest day of my life. I'm going to have KFC for breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what are you doing? Are you giving me the...
We'll give you both and you
have to see if you can guess which one is the real one and which one is the imposter one. I don't want you to hold it. So Ash, our producer, is going to feed you, if that's all right.
Yeah, okay. Because
dreams will all come true. A woman is going to feed you KFC while you're blindfolded.
So, because if you touch them, you'd be able to tell the bun difference.
Someone who holds it in their hand every week would be able to tell. All right, Ash.
Okay. Hang on a second. This isn't a joke, right? You're going to put something else in my mouth?
No.
Trust, mate.
Yeah. Finally going to play your favourite game. No.
Can I be honest? If we'd thought of that, I would have now. But anyway, put it in his mouth.
Okay, so I have to guess if this is...
This is homemade or...
It smells good.
Yep.
Shove it right in.
Oh.
All right, so they're saying
the original burger would have around about 435 calories. You're right. That's a lot.
Yeah. And what does the new one have?
And surprisingly, quite similar, but better for you.
Right.
Okay. So the same amount of calories.
Do you like it?
That was delicious.
Mm. Do you want another bite or you're all right? No, let's go to the next one.
I mean, I'm eating both of whatever's here when we're done with this.
Mm. Okay. But,
Next one, please.
Okay, next one. So she's saying that you cannot tell the difference.
Mm. Well, no, she's just saying it's better for you, but I wanted to see.
Okay.
You know, when she's coming out and said homemade, right, feeding the second one.
Second.
Right. This is how you can really... Oh, that's so attractive.
I mean, I could tell before the second one even touched my lips.
It's because of the smell?
Its essence just was screaming out to my lips going, I'm coming for you, Daddy. I'm coming for you.
Okay.
The second one is without a doubt legitimate, top of the line KFC.
So you can tell very obviously, can you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's correct.
Correct.
What was the first one like, though? Was it good?
You know what I enjoyed about the first one?
It felt healthier, not as greasy.
It was like tuck shop as a teenager. You remember the chicken burgers that you would get as a teenager at the tuck shop? Yeah. It took me right back there to Miss Sally. Here, darling, here's your Coke. Here's your chicken burger.
She's got a few different ones, which are pretty good.
She does a Big Mac, you were saying?
Yeah, she does a Big Mac. She also does the Peter's Classic Drumstick ice cream cake. So she just takes, you know, your unhealthy food and tries to make it healthy. Trick the mind.
But that first one, I would 100% eat that and I would love it.
No, you're 100% gonna.
Yeah, well, 100% correct.
And they 100% got everyone one, right?
No, you don't eat that. Don't
we just share one?
That's right.
What?
I saw the way you eat it. I don't think there was any bit of that burger that wasn't touched with your mouth, to be honest.
Lady in the Tramp.
I can't be honest, that burger was bought yesterday.
Oh, well, that's fresh. Yeah. Fresh as.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105. Getting to
know you. This is an institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen.
The absolute legend and champion, Jonathan Thurston, joined us this week.
Thurston's gone inside 30. Here comes another origin try.
And although we talked to him many times before, I learnt Stav wasn't so sure he'd take our call.
We're very happy that you answered our call because we know you have a habit of screening your phone calls at the moment.
It's a great ad. For those that haven't seen it, it's with Hamish Blake. It's for Australian Tourism. And he calls you and you're on a kayak in whereabouts?
Far North Queensland.
Nah.
Oh, good on you, legend.
Please tell me, though, that that is your actual ringtone.
Nah, I've got my laugh.
Oh, your laugh is your ringtone?
You
don't?
Do you really?
Nah, it's just taking
a laugh. I bet you do.
Maddie's going to get your laugh for his ringtone now.
My mind.
I also learnt if he's a call screener. You know, we all do it.
No, so I always keep my phone in my pocket. So then when I do have missed calls, then I can get back to my phone's normally on silent.
You don't seem like that risk taker that would take it from private numbers. That is not you, is it?
No. Well, I took yours. There's no calls, mate.
All right. A little bit of a risk.
Under the sea.
Ah, the ocean.
Mr. Bobby and Maddie.
We are ending the year with a bang. Well, it's probably more of a splash.
Something we have been talking about as a group for a couple of years now. We never thought it would come off, but we've decided this is a year. We are going to do a show from under the sea.
On the Great Barrier Reef.
The sea, though.
Yep,
we're ocean. Under the sea with sharks and stingrays. And
the sea was angry that day, my friends.
It's a world first, and I learnt, well, it could be our last ever show.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
We're heading straight for it.
We've seen some sharks.
Awesome.
Stonefish. The world's most venomous fish. There's a possibility of cone snails, the world's most venomous snail.
Mm-hmm.
There's a possibility of blue-ringed octopus, the world's most venomous octopus. You are in Irukandji season now. We probably get 35 or 40 people a year put in hospital from Irukandji.
Okay.
Oh, so, that's good odds.
That's great odds.
That's great odds.
There's still odds, guys.
But you could be on the plane and you could fall out of the air and die.
Yeah. The plane's more dangerous than the dive, right, Doc?
Exactly. There's more chance of you dying from a vending machine falling on you.
Look out!
Oops.
Then dying from a jellyfish.
That old classic.
Everyone always pulls that one out.
You know what?
I'm just saying it still happens, though.
Now, poor Abs has a bit of a fear of water.
I have not explained how nervous I am about doing an underwater show. Mm. I just don't want to go underwater. I've got a big panic about it. I don't know why. I don't put my head under the water at all. Mm. Ever.
Ever.
Ever, ever, ever.
Ever.
I take my kids, I force them to go swimming, could not stand doing it.
And this week, we learned where that fear came from. Abby's mom has got it going on, yeah. It's actually from many years of neglect.
I do have fear of going underwater just because my mum's a bad mother. I was the youngest, so it was always, she'll be right.
Well, we're down at Bondi and, well, I thought she knew what to do with the waves. You turn your back, you know, blah, blah.
Yeah.
This wave come and took her, literally swept her off her feet. She
wanted to... Someone had to rescue me. She took me back.
We didn't rescue you. We just had to go and get you. It wasn't a rescue.
Did Osha narrate your rescue? Poor Abs. I'm surprised she can even shower.
No, I'll wash my hair, but I would never go under so my eyes are under. Because that would feel like I was suffocating.
Why do you like your dummy so much?
Eden's got that dummy, 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 dummy.
We're trying to make a big change in our house at the moment, removing all dummies. My little daughter, Edie Grace, she loves her dummy and she is the most strong-willed woman in my life. I learned it's not easy to get a kid to give up the dummy. Edie said, I'm going to put my dummies out for the dummy fairy. Now, every night, just as we say, good night, baby, she goes, text the dummy fairy and tell, no, not tonight. Put it off. She puts it off every single night. So we got the dummy fairy on the show to help encourage my little Edie Grace.
Hello, Eden. I was all ready to come to your house last night, but you didn't leave your dummy out. Are you not ready to get rid of your dummy yet? Well, I've got a whole bunch of things to give you if you do give me your dummy. I've got some bath bombs for you and some lollies, and I might even buy you a pony.
What about two ponies? I think that would be beautiful. So they're friends and you put little wings on them.
The dummy fairy does have a budget, though, because there's lots of little kids.
No, what do you think about Lamborghinis?
Oh,
do you like Lamborghinis?
A pink one.
Oh, I can get you a pink Lamborghini.
Are you going to leave your dummy out for the dummy fairy tonight?
Yep, the pony's got to cross the line.
Oh, okay, the two ponies and the Lamborghini.
Not pony, not pony. LOL.
She would like LOL.
She was terrified.
It was sort of like grumpy and stuff.
Do you think we should tell her she sounded grumpy or
no.
Just... No, no, okay.
But I think that may have worked. I'll let you know how it goes.
I feel like I want to catch her on camera.
You're going to catch her on camera?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I've learned this week, and you can catch up on everything again with the podcast. Just get it right now on the Listener app.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby, and Matt on B105.